And speaking of 911, which you guys, a new one came out last year, and talking about that car and other gas-powered cars that many enthusiasts love, you know, Porsche's working with e-fuels. Was talking to someone about this, about basically synthetic fuels that you can make from all renewable power. You know, what's the purpose of that initiative for Porsche? And is it more about ways to help countries that have stiffer emission standards keep these gas-powered cars on the road?
Well, that's a super important question. We at Porsche believe in sustainability. Sustainability is important to our customers, but also to us as a company. I mean, we are more than 70 years old, and we definitely want to, you know, turn 100, 150, and 200 years old. So we're in the business for a really long time. So the question is, how can we be in that business sustainably? And electric vehicles, of course, are a super important part in that equation. Also, the electrification of other vehicle lines, you know, have plug-in hybrids is extremely important. But for some vehicle lines like the 911 and also some customer groups, you know, a car with an internal combustion engine just also in the future will be important. So the question is, how can you keep those cars sustainably in the market? It is a super important question. Plus, all the cars out there. I mean, we have to take care of that fleet out there, right? And that was where the idea was coming from. What are we going to do for those cars? And we believe that e-fuels is just a great possibility to make those cars greener and have those internal combustion engines that are out there, 1 year old, 5 year old, 10 years old, to improve their footprint. And we believe in that possibility that e-fuels can really have a sustainable impact to make them better and to help achieve the CO2 targets that we all together have.
So in addition to, you know, let's say I have a 911, I'm filling it up with e-fuel. Basically, that fuel is made in a carbon neutral way. So when it's burning as a cleaner version of methane of some sort, its impact on the environment is almost neutral. But
absolutely.
And then just stick with 911 real quick. One last question, you know, as a fan, am I ever going to see a hybrid or even a fully EV version of that iconic sports car?
Oh, that's a great question. And unfortunately, I cannot give you a specific answer. I can tell you this is a very, very difficult question because it's such an icon. And, you know, the 911 will always be a 911. So within the foreseeable future, you will see a lot of progress in powertrain technology in there. And I would just say, you know, we'll keep you posted whenever we do the next step, probably into hybridization. But let's see what that's going to be. And the engineers are discussing it intensively. It is really open what we're going to do there. One thing is for sure, you know, we always have the engine in the rear. It's always going to remain a 911. And for the time being, you know, e-fuels is going to be a great alternative there. And as I said, you will always see it and feel it and drive it as a 911.